Ndoko adeyari amma Iba ye chuku watara fufunua. Wataba fufunua chuba otu oke sime. We lusye bona lua luna saiti. Ofu oke kana lula luna saiti. Oke bata waponya izo ibe kene. Oyinu kedina afaji. Ogwere wake na fiya biva yira chugu. Ogwere wake na fiya biva yira chugu. Wake waponyi fa yira chugu. Ngana agama palu giwa anaba ebe nga sunafia. Oke na fazia weduli fa yira chugu. Weduli fa yira chugu na ba. If I is a book, get in what can I know? Why was your boy always said to lawyer? Nanya be fine is over. If I was over, you have your head over the teacher. If I hear a jugular jambana. If I were the Lumont of Babasia, where the Lumont of Babasia, I don't know why I never if I am not Babasia. My happy fine, he never is a Hokayala. Or maybe the Hokayala, I know how to look at his job, and no one can see the other.
Good evening, fellow beer fans, all men and women of goodwill, all lovers of freedom and justice from around the world. This is Radio Biafra live presentation on this 9th of May 2016. We are live, we are direct after a lot of hiccups, after a lot of hitches on the side of streaming live broadcast. We are on and we are moving forward. We want on the spot account of what is happening. If you are hearing my voice now, I want a confirmation. If you are not also hearing my voice, I want a confirmation. This is Radio Biafra live presentation, and we will not waste time to handing over the presidents of this evening to the hands of God Almighty, the author and finisher of our lives, the author and finisher of the Biafra Restoration Project, to come and take charge and control, as always, to preside over the evening's edition of the program, to direct our thought, actions, and words towards doing one thing, to preaching this good news, that this good news will reach the ends of the earth, to touching minds and hearts of men and women and children around the world, that they will begin to attune themselves to the quest for the restoration of Biafra more than ever before. We ask you, Chukwuka Biama, to continue to guide and protect your people, the people of Biafra. More importantly, our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, your servant, who is still in the enemy camp, fight against those who fight against him, contend with those who contend with him. Destroy the plots and the plans of the enemies. Destroy all the plans of Buhari and his agents against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. Incapacitate them, set confusion in their midst, render them powerless before our leader Nnamdi Kanu, and indeed before the Biafran people, that in the end victory will be ours and total liberation and emancipation of Biafra land and Biafran people will be the order of the day, and that the world will continue to see your blessings upon our lives and glorify your holy name. To this we say amen and amen. My name is Richard Mefor. I am the deputy leader of Indigenous People of Biafra, and from our abilities in Indemi Biafra land. We are welcoming you to this all-important edition of the program, and as a matter of protocol, we are on the internet, we are on satellite platform, we are on FM relay stations across Biafra land. We are also on a technology called to listen. You need mobile phone, you need credit on your phone, you need to indeed dial numbers for Biafra land, for United States of America, for United Kingdom. And those who are already on this platform know how to go about it. We are on shortwave platform, and the frequency remains 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. 11600 kilohertz on 25 meter band shortwave. You need a shortwave band on transistor radio, on any other electronic device that has that platform, and it is on 25 meter band. We are also on Radio Biafra app. You need to download Radio Biafra app on your mobile devices for you to listen to Radio Biafra live broadcast and even the repeat broadcasts. The number to call when our lines are opened is +447405961464 For some reason, our Skype ID is not up and running, and so we will only use our phone line, and which I have already announced. This is Radio Biafra presentation, and we are moving forward. The Nigerian police, Nigerian army, the Nigerian security agencies are still going after our people. Our people are still disappearing. Biafra land is still under siege, and we must intensify effort to making sure that the world, the international community, understands and appreciates the situation we find ourselves in. We will not hesitate, as always, to make it abundantly clear that we are in a different circumstance, in an extraordinary situation, where the people of Biafra have been singled out, where the people of Biafra have been singled out for total destruction and total extermination, and we will not relent, we will not hesitate to continue to stand and rededicating ourselves tenaciously to the quest for the restoration of Biafra. The day we leave this quest for the restoration of Biafra, the day we abandon it, the day we abandon the name Biafra, that is the day we will all perish. Because this project is a hallowed project, it is a divine project, and we are on a mission to deliver. And we cannot afford to fail. We cannot afford to deliver. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu has shown us example. He has led by example. He is still leading by example. He has remained focused. He has remained faithful to this noble project, and has continued to defend it tenaciously even until this day, this moment. Therefore, we must stand shoulder to shoulder with him. We must stand in solidarity with him. All men and women of goodwill, all IPOB family members, all genuine Biafrans around the world and in Biafra land, this time is no ordinary time. It is a time when we must once again recognize the fact that we are fighting against witches and wizards, principalities and powers in high and in low places. We must understand it, and we must appreciate it, and we must re-energize ourselves. We must look introspectively into what is happening to us as a people, because we have agents in Biafra land now. We have agents of destruction paid by Buhari, disgruntled elements from Biafra land who are masquerading themselves as leaders of the people. But in the end, and as always, their mission is to sell the collective interests of our people for their own selfish aim. These are political contractors in the name of Harnessing Ndibo and other organizations in Biafra land. We must be wary, we must be vigilant. We must be at alert at all times to know what is happening, to know what to do at any particular point in time. This is where the Biafra Live presentation. Once again, we are live, we are direct. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu is still in the enemy camp. His life is more than ever before in danger because the Nigerian government, Buhari, and the security agencies are plotting how to eliminate him. They are plotting day and night on how to eliminate our leader Nnamdi Kanu. They are cooking up stories. They have failed on several occasions and in several fronts. They are still failing and they will continue to fail. What we do on our part is to continue to enlighten the world, to continue to bring developments, the ugly developments against the Biafra people, against our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to the consciousness of the world. Biafra remains a thorn in the conscience of humanity because the injustice in Biafra has remained unvisited, has remained one of the atrocities of its kind, the worst atrocity where genocide has been committed against a particular group of people, and no criminal, no perpetrator have been found guilty or have been brought to book till death. They have told us to sweep the incident, the event, the killings, the massacring, the genocide, or the violence against our people under the carpet, and somehow move forward, and somehow move along and join one Nigeria. But I can tell you that the souls of our heroes and heroines who pay the ultimate price that may have our freedom are asking for vengeance. They cannot spare us, and therefore we cannot compromise. Justice must be done. That justice will be that Biafra will be restored, because they died for the sake of Biafra. They are still dying, and we cannot abandon them. Our leader Nnamdi Kanu and all the issues surrounding him is still very paramount in our mind, and we must continue to project it to the international stage. Tomorrow is the day the Court of Appeal will be looking at the appeal made against the decision of the hand-picked judge, Judge Soho by Buhari, the outrageous decision that he took, the decision where he reversed himself even when there was no appeal or objection to that, or formal objection to that, not to allow masquerades to witness against our leader Nnamdi Kanu, to testify against our leader Nnamdi Kanu. He said that there will be no masking of witnesses, and that every trial concerning our leader Nnamdi Kanu will be done in the open. Within a very short period, he came back yesterday to reverse himself. Even when there is no, or there was no objection, even when there was no appeal as to the fact, as to that, he reversed himself, and that remains a travesty of justice on the judicial system in the Zuko, Nigeria. and everywhere, meaning individuals and groups, must stand up and be counted. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. We are live and direct. I am joined by Mba Monyuku, and we will go straight to him to know what he has for us. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes. Thank you very much, sir. Fellow dear friends, men and women of good conscience, good evening from here. My name is Mbama Onyuku, and I'm speaking from Iguacha in Biafra land. First of all, I would like to vehemently condemn the very brazen desecration of the judicial process. What is happening? What the Zulu government, through Muhammadu Buhari and his rubber stamp judge Soho, John Soho, are doing to our leader is very unconstitutional. It is undemocratic, and it is a sheer abuse of the court processes. This is a man, John Soho, who himself the other time did rule that every witness would be in the open and that the trial of our leader would be in the open. Then suddenly, Buhari called him and made him additional offers. And then he came back and without anybody, without the other side, appealing his initial ruling, he decided to revise himself. Now, what is happening is, of course, one of the reasons that we, the Biafran people, are seeking for our self-determination. Because the whole world can now see that there is no justice in the Zulu court, Nigeria. The judiciary in the Zulu is not independent, and the judges themselves are very, very partial. And the justice, you know, the rulings, the judgments are for the highest bidder. Whoever has the biggest pockets, whoever can afford it, whoever has the connection and the power gets the judgment delivered in his favor. And that is what is happening right now. Muhammadu Buhari himself has not only given substantial and staggering amounts of money to Soho, he has also promised him, you know, he has offered him, if he does as he, Muhammadu Buhari, dictates to him in the Federal High Court, that he, Buhari, is going to appoint Soho to become the Chief Justice of the Federation of the Zulu. And that is why Soho himself is working very, very assiduously to ensure that he seizes this opportunity with both hands and does exactly as he's been dictated to. But the point right now is that our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, has not committed any offense whatsoever. What he is pursuing, what he is fighting for, is enshrined in the United Nations Charter on the Declaration of Human Rights. And also, self-determination is a universal right that accrues, that every indigenous people enjoys and have the right to pursue and aspire to. And that much the United Nations and its charters and conventions and acts have said. Therefore, it is unlawful and a deliberate abuse of power for Muhammadu Buhari to continue to hold our leader and to continue to clutch at every straw like a drowning man to find a reason to convict our leader. But one message that I have for Muhammadu Buhari and the Zulu court, Nigeria, is that Biafra is an ideology. Biafra is an ideology that can never be defeated. Also, Muhammadu Buhari should bear in mind that Nnamdi Kanu is that one person. Nnamdi Kanu is one person. There are more than 5 million Nnamdi Kanus out there. And I'm not talking about just Biafrans. People who feel the pains that Nnamdi Kanu feels. People who, you know, possess the same weapon of truth that Nnamdi Kanu possesses. People who feel that, who understand that the genocidal massacre of 6 million Biafran children, women and men, cannot just be swept under the carpet. Therefore, I want the zoo called Nigeria and have very corrupt judges and, of course, have very corrupt and dictatorial leader, Muhammadu Buhari, to know that even if they succeed in any way, which I know they are not going to succeed, but even if for a moment they put our leader out of circulation in any way, what is going to follow would be unimaginable. They should be grateful that Nnamdi Kanu is urban, educated, and very, very cool-headed. Of course, the method that he is using to express himself, to pursue the self-determination of the Biafran people, may not be exactly the method that some other person might like or would like to employ. He is a man who has done nothing. He didn't possess any weapon except the truth that he spoke with his own mouth. So what I'm trying to tell the zoo tonight is that Nnamdi Kanu is only a Biafran. He is a Biafran leader, yes. But there are many, many more people in their millions who feel exactly how he feels and who are waiting, of course, to speak the language that the zoo called Nigeria fully understands. And having said that, I would like to proceed right now to the issue of the building collapse that occurred in the dirtiest city in the world called Lagos. The issue of building collapse is not new, of course, to the zoo called Nigeria. It is almost a daily occurrence. And whenever that happens, hundreds of people lose their lives. But this time around, it happened in Lekki, and over 100 people have so far died. Even the zoo media themselves are reporting close to 50 right now. To begin with, this collapse is disheartening and unfortunate. But we all should bear in mind that this frequent building collapse in the zoo called Nigeria is as a direct result of the use of substandard building materials, especially the Dangote cement that the zoo people called Nigeria are fond of using. We did warn people that Dangote cement is not in any way better than ordinary ash. Dangote cement is not better than ordinary ash. And I recall advising our people to use ordinary ash for their building and construction rather than using Dangote cement. But of course, that appears to not have been taken. Now, the reason I said that is that Dangote cement is the most substandard and most disastrous cement that can be found anywhere on the face of the earth. Dangote cement, as a matter of fact, does not hold mortar very well. It does not even, you know, it's not even too good for plastering. And that is why Dangote cement is the number one cause of building collapse in Biafra land and elsewhere. And, of course, that is why Muhammadu Buhari himself, the pedophile and terrorist, has revoked the production license of Ibeto. Because, you know, me, Buhari, wants Dangote's murderous and substandard cement to be the only one in Biafra land. Because as we speak, even the northerners themselves do not buy or use Dangote cement. Those who do are in a very negligible minority. And maybe some of us did not know that. And also, Dangote himself does not care about this. Because all he cares about is that he be listed as a billionaire. And if you come to Biafra land today, you will see that cases of goiter are on the rise. Goiter, of course, is the swelling of the throat caused by a disease of the thyroid gland. And what causes this disease is mainly insufficient iodine in the body system. Now, the reason that cases of goiter are on the rise in Biafra land is that Dangote salt contains very little or no iodine. And that, of course, is very dangerous to the body system. And how did Dangote become a billionaire? The billionaire that he is today, how did he become? This is how. First, Dangote's immediate and extended family, including his maternal uncle, Dantata, received and appropriated most of the so-called abandoned property belonging to Biafrans. These were property that legitimately belonged to the people of Biafra. And these property were worth hundreds of millions of pounds. These were property that our people left behind after they had been massacred in hundreds of thousands in the unconscionable genocide and well-orchestrated ethnic cleansing of our people in 1966. Some of the property also belonged to Biafrans who managed to escape the wholesale slaughter. Now, those Biafran real estates and businesses that our people left behind in Kano, in Kaduna, and in other parts of the northern part of the Zoom were the ones that Dangote's family appropriated using their solid connections in the House of Fulani-dominated Nigerian army. That is how the Dangote and Dantata family wealth took off. And who made all that possible, you might wish to know or to ask. It was the monster, terrorist, megalomaniac, devil incarnate himself, Obafemi Awolowo. And of course I say, may his soul, born in the hottest part of hell. You see? Now, please recall that Obafemi Awolowo was the same villain who advised and persuaded his fellow genocidists go on to impose food and medicine blockade on Biafra. And that singular satanic act led to the starvation to death of more than 2 million Biafran children. It was also Obafemi Awolowo's ministry when he was Federal Commissioner of Finance, what you call Minister of Finance today. It was he, Awolowo, who froze the billions of pounds belonging to Biafran and gave every account holder £20. That is £20. Even if such an account holder had millions in their account. Now, the second way Dangote made his money is through serving as fronts for looters. He did it for Ibrahim Badamosi Babangida. He did it for Abata. And he did it for Olusegun Obasanjo. And now he is doing it for the pedophile and terrorist Buhari. Aligo Dangote is a well-known custodian and manager of stolen wealth. And most of these wealth, most of them are proceeds from the crude oil in Biafra land. So that's how Dangote became a billionaire. You know, he is, of course, he receives illegitimate public funds and gives these funds legitimacy by investing them in fake and substandard cement, salt, and sugar. At this point, may I call on Biafrans who reside in the Zoo to be more vigilant. The terrorist organization created and funded by Muhammadu Buhari, the Boko Haram, is still bombing and killing. Between yesterday and today, Boko Haram members have bombed two towns. One of them is named Polka, and the other one is named Bita. These are the names of the towns that Boko Haram attacked and bombed and killed scores of people between yesterday and today. And of course, like I said earlier, scores of people died in that attack, which was also targeted at a military barrack in one of those towns. Also, the chief of training, I mean, right now, Boko Haram captured the chief of training for the Zulu army, and his name is, his name was Major General Yishau Mahmoud Abubakar. And after capturing this chief of Zulu army training, they executed him. And of course, the Zulu army are telling all sorts of lies about what happened to that man, to Major General Abubakar. They say he died, he had an accident and died. Of course, you know, when he encountered Boko Haram members, it was an accident. And right now, in spite of all of these, Buhari is still bent on Islamizing Biafra land and the entire zoo. He has already registered Nigeria into another Islamic league headed by Saudi Arabia. And of course, that's why he keeps running to them for money, for loan, and all sorts of things. And Saudi Arabia, of course, is a country that supports ISIS. And Muhammadu Buhari, of course, is Boko Haram's patron. And Boko Haram and ISIS have formed an alliance and are doing everything within their powers to ensure that the Zulu Code Nigeria is fully Islamized. And Buhari, of course, is giving them all the support that they need to make this possible. So, at this point, our people must therefore remain very vigilant and resist Buhari's and House of Fulani's well-articulated plan to Islamize the Holy Land of Biafra and her beautiful people. So, additionally, fellow Biafrans, things are actually getting out of hand here in Biafra land and in the entire zoo. Right now, as we speak, acres are on strike. Those who make bread, every bakery in Igbocha and in the entire river state here in Biafra land is on strike. There is no bread for the people. Even those who manufacture pure water, what they call pure water, or more appropriately, sachet water, they all have also embarked on an indefinite strike. And what these people are protesting is the astronomical cost and rise in their production. And you may not believe this. The reason that these sachet water manufacturers gave for their strike is that the nylon that they use in packaging this sachet water, the cost of importing it has gone up. Very few people thought, very few people actually believe that very nylon that people use in packaging sachet water is actually imported. And what this tells us is that the Zulu Code Nigeria and the House of Fulani people, as well as their Yoruba collaborators, have over the years, over decades, done everything that they could to emasculate us, to subjugate us, to hold us down economically and otherwise. That is why they refused to support the establishment of small-scale industries in Biafra land, knowing that our people are the entrepreneurs, knowing that our people are the people, are the only ones who have the capacity and the capability to run industries and provide employment. That is why our fine products, some of the products that come out of Aba in Biafra land, which of course can stand up to any product that comes from even the United States of America or China or from anywhere in the world, you know, those products in Aba are of very high quality and of very high standard. And of course, they last longer than what you get from other parts of the world. that the Zoo Court Nigeria, instead of supporting the Biafrans in Aba, in Nnewi, in other parts of Biafra land, to, you know, create employment and sustain these industries, and of course save the foreign exchange, all they did was to denigrate and demonize products coming out of Biafra land, you know, derisively calling them made in Aba or made in Nnewi. Now, today, they are coming back and they are, you know, trying. They are crying foul. The zoo is collapsing right now, very fast, of course, much faster than anticipated, because these people refused deliberately to support the industrialization and the entrepreneurial spirit of the Biafran people. They deliberately cut off electricity supply to Biafra land. As I speak to you right now, the entire Biafra land is in total darkness. And even as I speak to you right now, fuel marketers, Nupeng, Pengasin, and all of them have gone on strike. There is no fuel for even people to buy. And even if you see it, a liter in some places goes for as high as, you know, 300 naira this evening as we speak. And these people are saying that they are going to sustain this strike, and their grouse is that Muhammadu Buhari, who is also the Minister of Petroleum of the zoo, is talking about what he calls unbundling the NNPC. Now, this unbundling, for those who do not know, who do not understand, is a further attempt to take away the powers that our brother Ibe Katuku exercises over the NNPC. So far, as we speak, managing directors and all of that for these subsidiary organizations of the NNPC have already been appointed. And most of them are Hausa Fulani people, and the other ones are Yoruba people. So what Buhari is doing with the unbundling of the NNPC, as he put it, is to completely weaken and water down the powers of Ibe Katuku as the NNPC group managing director. And of course, the reason he's doing this is that if he accurately fires Ibe Katuku, you know, people are going to rise up and also, you know, beam some satellites on his nationalization policy. So what he's doing is, by the time he's done with this unbundling, Ibe Katuku would know that, you know, he's only exercising very hollow powers. Now, like I was trying to say, things are moving from bad to worse. Things are moving from bad to worse. So by the time these people who are on strike right now, the sachet water manufacturers, the bakers, when they come back, they are mulling the idea. They are considering raising the prices of their commodities by 100%. A sachet, a bag of pure water that sold for 100 naira some time ago and 120 recently, they are saying that when they come back, they are going to sell it for as high as 200 naira. And the bakers are also saying that they are going to, you know, increase very remarkably the price of their commodity. And that is how everything is rising. Even a single egg, one egg now sells for 40 naira as against 30 naira. Everything, everybody is complaining. People are struggling. People are barely moving ahead with life. Jobs are being lost. Those that have the so-called jobs, even when they get paid, their salaries cannot purchase anything meaningful in the market. Because like I said the other day, a bag of rice right now, the price has doubled. Everything, the cost of transportation, you know, everything that you can think of. And those who sell are grumbling. Our people who sell motor parts cannot even import. And on top of that, the zoo is telling a lot of lies. A propaganda, some sort of propaganda has been mounted. The zoo is telling people that the exchange rate has dropped down rapidly. But as I speak to you right now, I checked the exchange rate this morning. It stands at 330 naira to $1. Please let everybody know this. The exchange rate is still very high. Even one misguided person today said that it was 150. But as you speak, you can take out your smartphone or any, if you have access to the internet, you check it. Forget what the CBN says. That is the official rate which they cannot even, at least they cannot even sell to you. You know, so it is the black market that sells, that does this business. And it stands at 330 as of today's morning. So the problem is not only that people are, you know, suffering. In fact, the way things are right now, people might start, God forbid, taking their own lives. I mean, those who cannot bear it. Of course, it's already happening. Even in Yoruba land, in Akure, a few weeks ago, a taxi driver committed suicide, you know, after not being able to pay his rent and take care of his family and all of that. And of course, like I said, he is a Yoruba man, and these are the people who supported the region into power of the pedophile and terrorist, Muhammadu Buhari. So things are getting out of hand. Please, if you live abroad and your relatives here are crying out to you, please do not neglect them. Everywhere, Biafra land is under siege, economically, politically, and otherwise. The Boko Haram people who call themselves Fulani herdsmen are still wreaking havoc on Biafra land. They are still slaughtering people, they are still raping our women, they are still destroying our farmland, and these people carry AK-47 openly and without any resistance or questioning from the zoo army or police. And it is, of course, very sad that in spite of the fact that these Boko Haram terrorists masquerading as Fulani herdsmen carry weapons, sophisticated arms and ammunition openly and use the same to slaughter people and massacre our people, the presidency under Muhammadu Buhari is talking about, carrying out a survey of armed proliferation. You know, how much arms, small arms and large arms are in circulation. And you wouldn't believe it, the government of Muhammadu Buhari has chosen Anambra State of all places to do this, to carry out this survey. You know, to carry out the survey on the proliferation of arms. And I'm asking, how many surveys have they carried out in Sokoto or in Maiduguri or in Kano? And these are people whose teeth and chains, the House of Fulani Boko Haram terrorists who call themselves Fulani herdsmen, they carry weapons openly, AK-47, you know, weapons that those who call themselves herdsmen should never be able to access or possess. But that's what these people carry. Now, nobody's talking about them. Nobody's talking about halting their menace or disarming them. Rather, they are being further armed to the teeth to continue to unleash, you know, the very unspeakable audio violence that they are carrying out against the Biafran population. Now, instead of beaming his satellite on his brothers and sisters, Muhammadu Buhari has chosen our peace-loving people, our people who do not have any business with, being armed or killing their neighbors and all of that. It is the people that he has selected to carry out his very hypocritical and condemnable survey. So, our people should be watchful. Our people should be very careful, because what Buhari is trying to do right now is, when he's done with this kangaroo survey, he's going to say that there are many small arms in the hands of people in Anambra State and in Biafra land, and he's going to use that as an excuse to further, you know, unleash siege, to further militarize our area, Biafra land, and to further curtail the freedoms and rights of our people. So we must be very vigilant, and we must stand up to that shenanigan, and we must condemn it in its entirety. Fellow dear friends, I am happy that we are marching much, in fact, very closer to our freedom. Every given day, our freedom comes very closer to us. And like Dr. Kwanga did tell us the other time, and like we've always said, freedom is never given. Freedom is taken. And whoever holds what belongs to you, and he is benefiting from that that belongs to you, it will be very, very hard for such a person to willingly or freely release your rightful possession to you. So you must fight for it, you must agitate for it, and you must show that you are indeed willing to die for what belongs to you. And right now, Biafra is our inheritance. Biafra belongs to us. They killed more than 6 million of us, you know, in one of the worst genocides that the world has ever seen. And they thought that that would be swept under the carpet and that it would be business as usual. We're saying no to them, and we're telling them that no amount of intimidation, slaughter, genocide will stop us from marching into the holy land of Biafra, which Chukwu Okeke Agbiama himself has prepared for us. Biafra we must restore. It is either we get Biafra or we die trying, but we must get Biafra, and it is at hand. Thank you very much, and good night.
Chukwu kesiri mmadu lua, Chukwu kesiri mmadu kini fonye gabo. Magana Chukwu kela kwa yibo nua, Kesa kwa yibo nye yamila okala. Chukwu kesiri mmadu nye mmadu ochichi nua, Yamadu si mmadu neko tifeni ne.
This is still Radio PFI Live presentation. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, but we are marching on. There is no intention to retreat, there is no intention to surrender. It is bordering on the streaming aspect of things, and we are moving. A number of headlines have been read before, but the cardinal point remains the continued illegal incarceration of our leader Nnamdi Kanu by Buhari and his agents in the judiciary and in the security in intelligence community. We are not letting go, we are not relenting, we are not intending abandoning this project, the forestation, until it is driven to its logical conclusion. I'll begin to take calls because there is nothing else one can do at this particular point in time. Mbomo Nyuku has spoken well, and we were trying to sort out one or two things, but it wasn't going on very well. Things have not been very easy. If you are not hearing my voice, it is very important that you let me know by sending message or whichever means. The number to call remains +447 405 964 146 +447 405 964 146. That Skype line is not up and running. Can you hear me, the caller on the phone?
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program. I can hear you. Go ahead. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me? The next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Faith.
Emeka. I'm calling from Asaba. I'm Minister of Ndani, River State, Jeffrey. Actually, the radio here in Asaba is shaking. It's not that clear where.
You need to refresh. I don't know. Is it still shaking? I don't know what you mean by shaking.
It's making noise.
Even as we speak now, it's making noise.
No, right now I'm hearing you well. Now it's not making noise. It's clear now.
Right. Thank you very much.
Right. Thank you, sir. I just want to appreciate you. I just want to thank you for what you have seen, for the movement you're into, and we are praying there at night, fasting also there at night, because this battle is of the Lord. By the grace of God, whatever sin the zoo are doing, by the grace of God, the seed of Jephra must prevail.
You see?
Actually, we know that the journey is not easy. But as long that God who deliver Israel from bondage must surely see Jephra through in the name of your Joshua.
You see? Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. And God bless you, sir.
Bless you too. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Tima Ibrahim. I am calling from Holland. But I'm from Inembano, Biafran land. Speaking of, I just want to thank you for all the good things, the good job you're doing for us. I say may God continue to bless you and continue to bless the Biafran people. So right now, I only want to tell the Biafran people to remain resolute that everything is going to be all right. And I'm trying to let the Buhari to know that he is making a very big mistake. And he have a bad advisor. Because I can see the last comment which he made in Agenda. He is trying to fool himself. I can't see the reason why he let the woman that he's trying to make him interview, telling her that she don't know anything, that the Biafran, that Nigerian people, they know more than her. I just want to ask you one question, Buhari. Which of the Nigerian people who know more than the woman that the world recognize, the world knows? The world knows what she can do before they put him in trouble. The world knows what she can do before they let him stand there. Which of the Nigerian women that know more than her? Is it the one that is saying that 15 plus 6 is equal to 24? Is that what you're trying to tell me? I just want to tell you that since you met the Ngozi Okonjo, there's a woman that called Ngozi Okonjo, she is the one that's supposed to be there, but you let him know that since you take the woman out, what is going on in Nigeria right now? Well, I'm telling you that you are making a lot of mistakes. You are having the bad advisors. I just want to let you know that if anything happens to our leader, Nnamdi Kanu, I think your own life is at risk also. I'm trying to let you know. Because if anything happens to Biafran land, anything happens to Nigeria, as you are talking about, you have a security, you have everything. I want to tell you something. In the Bible, but I think you know who is Goliath, and you know who is David. Goliath has everything, everybody, that everything that can protect him, and David has nothing. He has something that we used to call city, I think catapult or something like that. But David used that thing and killed somebody who had everything you can talk about. Well, I'm trying to let you know, if anything happens here, I think you are coming to the Western world. Biafran people is all over the world. I'm trying to let you know. Biafran people, they are all over the world. I think you have to see what happens today with Rogers or Crota or whatever they call him. But I'm trying to, in fact, certain people, you have to listen now. You don't need to walk alone. If you know that Rogers or Crota or any of them that is against the African people are coming any part of the world, because the world let every Vietnam people to know that we are allowed to travel anywhere we want in the world. Vietnam people is everywhere. We can travel anywhere we want. If any of them is coming to the Europe, you have to talk in the radio and let everybody know that something like this is trying to happen. Then we have to come over there. And I'm trying to let the person who say that the guy, he have made his point. The guy who was having the Nigerian, the Biafran flag, he was trying to tell him to have, he have made a point that he have to sit down. I'm trying to let you know that this guy is very angry. Nobody is happy. He lost somebody. He lost the people that's making protest, with the peaceful protest. And have you expect him to sit down one place? It's not possible. Have you expected Rogers or Crota to come and address people? It's not working. He already said that Rogers or Crota is a murderer, and that is it. And all of them is trying to cause something problem in Nigeria, and then we come over here and then relax. Then our poor people, our poor masses, our poor people who doesn't see road, our poor people who doesn't have anything, who don't know what is flight, who have never even seen flight before, they will stay in there. They will stay in Nigeria, or they will stay in my Biafran land. They will stay there and then keep dying. Then you think that you are free to come over to this place and rest? No, it's not going to work. It's better when you cause problem in Biafran life, it's better you stay there and settle it. Once you cause something problem there, believe me, you are coming nowhere, because we are all over the world. Buhari, Rogers, all the people who are working for you, Buhari, I'm trying to let you know that you are not free. It's better you let Nnamdi Kanu go. Let Nnamdi Kanu go. You are not free also. You are not free. Once anything happens to Nnamdi, believe me, you are not free. You are not walking free. I am trying to let you know that anything happens to him, the Biafran people, the soul of the Biafran people that you killed, both at the past, both now, the spirit will continue to harm you anywhere you go, both in the flight, both in the sea, both when you are walking on the street. They will continue to harm you. They will continue to torment you. And the spirit of the living world will continue to harm you wherever you go. This is an example for Rogers or Crota. The next time, I don't know how it's going to be. I think you will have to continue to pray. Wherever you are, Rogers or Crota, and the one in Abia State, and the one in Anambra, you have to continue praying. This has to be example. Next time, I don't know how it's going to be. I don't know. I don't need to tell it right now, because we, Biafran people, we always make things peace. When you want it peace, we give you peace. When you don't want it, when you want it with violence, we continue to watch you. Any slight mistake, we have to bring it out. This is how we go. We have no security, as Buhari is saying that they have security. We have no arms. We have nothing. When you go to the Biafran land, we don't have anything. But we are educated people. We have it. We have our brain. We know how to walk. Believe me, Buhari, you are crossing over. You are making a great mistake. I think it's better for you to look for another advice and let Nnamdi Kanu go. You come on the agenda to disgrace yourself, disgrace your Nigerian people, the people that you're saying you're serving. I think you're not serving the Biafran people, because we know what we're doing. You cannot stand there to disgrace Biafran people. You are doing it for Nigerian people, not for the Biafran people. You don't have to. You say you don't. You are not going to call our leader. You have your own security. You have nothing, Buhari. Your security can do, but you are not safe. Have it in mind. You are not safe. I don't have much to say. I really want to thank you, Itemofo. May God continue to bless you. Make sure you are keeping on. And I'm trying to let the Biafran people to know. Continue to stand firm. Continue to stand strong. And do not walk alone. Whenever you say you see that somebody is calling from Africa, from that zoo, Rogers or Crota, any of them, you have to say it in the news. You have to say it in the radio. Let everybody know you that they are coming. We are waiting for them. I only say God continue to bless the United States of Biafra. Bless Uchamofo. Bless everyone. God continue to bless us. We must achieve what we are looking for. We are not making trouble. We are only looking for what belongs to us. And we must get it. Definitely we must get it.
Thank you very much. The next caller on the line, can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening. Can you speak up, please? Your voice is a bit faint. Go ahead.
Am I talking with Mr. Itemofo?
This is a live broadcast. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
My name is ABK Odene. Are you hearing me?
Hello. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm coming from Odile. I hail from UBK in Abomdike local government area of Imo State. I want to talk about our people. When Fayose said that Buhari is going to Islamize Nigeria, they are still laughing at me. This is not possible. It's not possible. I'm telling them to wake up wherever they are. They can see what is happening in Niger Delta today. And also in Aba, nobody is speaking up. Our brothers who are over there are telling us they don't want to speak on our behalf. I want them to wake up. All these people that call themselves Christians, they are not doing well. And they cannot see far. I'm telling everybody to wake up now so that we will join hands and fight Nigeria. Because they are coming to Islamize us. Go in the market today, everywhere. Things are very costly. It's only tomatoes and onions that are very cheap. You can buy them. Then, too many henchmen are attacking people who can produce something in this our own region. They want to produce everything and sell to us at a high price. I want to tell our people they have to wake up. They have to wake up before it will be too late for them. Later, the culture, I want to warn you wherever you are. When time comes, you will leave him with you. Both Obiano and Okezita, we want you people down wherever you people are. Even talk to Jula Dawara, Buhari, whatever you are planning, we are seeing you. All we need that Biafra will stand. Either Biafra or all of us will go down. And we go down with us. Nobody will leave to tell the thing. But we Biafrans, we leave. Our side Yoruba, you cannot leave to tell the thing. God bless Biafra.
Ise, thank you very much. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are. Please turn the radio off. Yes, they are gone. The next caller, can you hear me? not sure what is going on, and we are moving forward. There is no relenting, there is no intention to prevaricate. Next caller, can you hear me? Your name and where you are? They are not talking. The next caller, go ahead, give us your name and where you are calling from. Not sure what is going on. The next caller, can you hear me? Yeah, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello?
Hello, can you speak up, please? I don't know. Are you not hearing me? Go ahead.
Okay. Finally.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program. Good evening, welcome to the program.
Man, okay, good evening, my name is Chambo. This is Mr. Francis, who called yesterday. Hello, are you hearing me, sir?
I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Okay. I'm the blind man who called yesterday. Because there are some people who called me, some people who explained to me, and now you have believed what you said to me, so that I will not say no. And then people have called me, some have been calling me word of God, so my family.
Hello? Are you there? Not sure what's going on. You have to call back if you are listening. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes. Thank you. Good evening, Richard.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Please, I want to thank you for everything you are doing for us over there and that session. So I give that to Almighty God. And so also with our director number family, God will think in truth. So everything that you is planning against him, they will leave and they suffer everything. And know that the Biafra is better. And the Biafra must succeed. Whatever they are doing, whatever they are planning, they are planning for their downfall. Because the zoo is going down. And I believe that the most better. And the better most time. Thank you so much for today. I enjoy everything that you people are doing. I also believe that we will succeed. Whatever anybody is standing against you, God Almighty, because you are striking down. And you also, I pray that you will continue with every zeal and make sure that you do not relent for your effort. And God is going to serve you more by your side. Go ahead and do everything that you are doing. But this is so-called Nigerian judiciary, which is the animal kingdom. And we see what they are doing to their friends. International community is recording everything that they are doing. Thank you and God bless you for the next time.
Thank you very much. God bless you too. A recap of what the headlines we read before. They plot to kill, to assassinate Ali Dahlan Kanu is still ongoing. Buhari and his murderous DSS and other security agents, including their agents in Biafraland, are still plotting. The plot is subsisting. It is not ebbing away. It is not going away. They are planning day and night to make sure
some nonsense. They are not going anywhere. They are not going anywhere. It is only the rules then for them. They don't know what they are doing.
This of
is,
course.
This is a God's plan. And then a plan that God has laid down for his people. And they try to say that it will not succeed. Don't bother fighting God and believe that he will see those country. So when they are just wasting their time, they are just killing themselves, saying that they want to stop Tesla. Just like I said, when some of them have not been born, it is a history that was read down from our grandfather. So what they are doing is just a waste of time. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. The plot by Buhari, as I've been saying, is subsisting. They are planning. When they plan and they fail, they keep on planning. They are always busy looking for one way or the other to make sure that they implicate Alden and the Kanu. We are still waiting for the witnesses. I wonder any right-thinking human being that will come up and testify against Alden and the Kanu. Because the Nigerian government has tried all they could or all it could to make sure that they bring any implicating evidence against Alida Nnamdi Kanu, but they have not been able to do so. This time they are concocting, they are bringing even people who do not know anything about Alida Nnamdi Kanu. You see, one thing is very clear here. There are a lot of duplicitous businesses, a lot of fraudulent businesses going on in the zoo called Nigeria. It is only in the zoo called Nigeria that you have people who have a job, who have witnessing in court as a job, and they are paid for it. It is only in the zoo called Nigeria that you can buy witnesses. It is only in the zoo called Nigeria that you can buy anything you can think of. They are thriving in the court, in the judicial arm of government. You can buy witnesses, false witnesses, to testify against anybody. That is what Buhari is doing. That is what the DSS is doing. That is what even some unscrupulous elements within the judiciary in the zoo called Nigeria are doing. They have bought people who don't even know anything about Alida Nnamdi Kanu to testify against him. And we are waiting. Because there we fail in the end. There we all fail. They are failing already. Buhari in the last month, when he was in Saudi Arabia, was reported to have rejected the coalition of OIC countries, Organization of Islamic Countries Coalition Against Terrorism. Buhari was said to have rejected that offer or that invitation. But today, Buhari has secretly dragged the zoo called Nigeria into the OIC coalition. Buhari drags Nigeria into Saudi-led Islamic coalition against terrorism. Just the same way they secretly drag Nigeria into Organization of Islamic Countries, just like Buhari and later IBP dragged the zoo called Nigeria into the Organization of Islamic Countries. Buhari has also skillfully dragged the zoo called Nigeria into the coalition led by Saudi Arabia against terrorism. And what they are trying to do is to, as we have told you, Biafra land is under siege. Buhari is John Ketim. Buhari is Johnny walking, crisscrossing around the world from one country to the other, asking for assistance, asking for arms to fight Boko Haram. But indeed, Buhari's intention is to buy arms and racket support against Biafra and Biafran people. As we speak and as we have been saying, Biafran is under siege. Buhari has not hidden his intention and his disdain and hatred for the Biafran people. We are saying this for our people to brace up for the challenges ahead, because times are different. Those who are our detractors, who are also, even up to this moment, are doubting what we are saying, we all experience one of these difficulties or the other. Sometime, someday, Buhari has come out not to deal with one person alone, but everybody. We are telling you that Biafran is under siege and that Buhari is out there to Islamize the Zuko Nigeria, but more importantly, Biafran. He has agents everywhere. He has agents in Biafran. He has agents in outside Biafran. And these agents he has are not strangers to you. They are one of your own. The unscrupulous element, disgruntled elements within Biafra land. They are everywhere and they are out there to sell their own. There are those who are also seeking for contracts on how to betray Biafra Restoration Project or how to derail it. There are people who are floating companies to make sure that they derail Biafra Restoration Project. It is a contract. They are bidding for that contract in Abuja. Go and ask Ohane Zendibo and their associates. It's very important. Our people must remain vigilant and remain at alert. EFCC arraigns two senior Nigeria lawyers for alleged bribery. The reason why I am, of course, stressing on this is nothing other than to stress the point that if two senior Nigerian lawyers can be brought to justice, can be arraigned for alleged bribery, what about Judge or Justice Soho? What about Buhari bribing the Nigerian media, a cross-section of Nigerian media, to go against Biafra? What about Buhari bribing a cross-section of government officials to do his bidding? What about Buhari influencing court judgments in the Zuko Nigeria? Can Buhari be brought to book? Can Buhari be arraigned? Can those Buhari are bribing be arraigned? That is to tell you that there is no justice. There is no sincerity in the fight against corruption. Buhari is lord over everybody. And only well-meaning individuals in the society can stand up to him. On this platform, we will not let go. If two Nigerian lawyers can be arraigned for bribery, what about Buhari? What about Soho? What about other judges that Buhari is influencing to derail the course of justice? The question is, who can speak? Nobody is ready to speak. But on this platform, we will say it where it is, because we are on a mission. We are mandated to do what we are doing. Adidan Nnamdi Kanu is still in the enemy camp, and the Nigerian security agencies led by Buhari are working day and night to make sure that they concoct one or two stories in order to jail him. But the issue of Biafra, as we have asked our people to understand and appreciate, including our enemies, is going to cripple the zoo called Nigeria. Is going to bring the whole world to its knees. It is just a matter of time. This is Radio Biafra Live presentation. I am joined by one of our eminent guests on this program, and I will go to him to introduce himself. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? No, he's not there. I will take another call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Not sure what is happening to our connection this evening. The next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Welcome to the program. Go ahead. Can you turn the radio off? Turn the radio off, please. Or move away from me. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Matthew.
Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to thank you, sir, for the good work you are doing to different people and the entire IPOB all over the world. My friends are different. I appreciate what you have been doing to us. And I pray to God Almighty that we should continue people for the good work you have been doing to your people to make sure that the offer comes. And we appreciate you. We here in Biafra land, we are a support of the race because we have been neglected so much. I pray people to carry on to make this journey to the next person. Thank you, and God bless your family. Bless our baritone and the color, wherever you is now. And we pray that every time the sun against him, every allegation they lay against him, the God Almighty, who created my head, should be in witness and set him free. We have no bond, we have no material, but we have God Almighty that is living to search Libya because he comes from people and he will not deny him here and therefore. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to the program.
My name is Isaac Atola. I'm able to phone in this call. I'm calling from Mumbai. Please, I want to speak to you. That uncircumcised wild animal, Muhammad Buhari. Buhari said that on Al Jazeera, he said that he will not. Okay. I said that Muhammad Buhari said on Al Jazeera interview that he will never tolerate Biafra, but he was the person that went ahead to advise for the people that they should stop and go. And he said that he will not tolerate Biafra to go. What kind of nonsense is that? Okay, he also is talking of allowing Masoud to come inside the court to testify against our director in Amdekano. He's talking about letting Masoud come and testify against in Amdekano. So when he said on the presidential media chat, he was never getting the president mask. When he said that if he loses the election with Goodluck Jonathan, that he was mocking in the field to stop in their throat, was Muhammad Buhari telling Masoud when he said all these things? Now he wants Masoud to come and testify against our director. But all I want to say is that Buhari will never.
Can you hear me? Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. The next caller, go ahead. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Professor Lassin, calling from Monitor.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to share my view according to what the Lord showed me today concerning the movement of Biafra. Hello?
Go ahead. Hello? Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my dear. This morning, the Lord showed me about this movement before 1 month from today, that all many international community will gain interest in the issue of Biafra. So I want every Biafran to stand up for this movement. The Lord has confirmed it to me, as the Lord confirmed to me during the time of election that Jonathan will fail. The same thing the Lord has confirmed it to me, that Biafra movement is divine. So I want all Biafrans to stand up for this. I will still say it on social media. The whole Nigeria will still hear it. So it is confirmed. Before 1 month from today, you will see the effect of what I'm telling you. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me, next caller? Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, my name is Good Evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Yeah, this is James from Elori. I called last time, Elori Zoo, Water State, a state in Zoo. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, go ahead.
I've been trying to reach you, but it's difficult. Thank God that I got it today. I'm following what is going on, and I learned what happened to Rochas, Okorocha, in London today. It has been an example. At least Rubiano and the other one from other state will learn from what happened. My deputy, I am happy that we are moving. We are moving forward. And I want to use this opportunity to thank you for the good job you've been doing, for the good things, because you are really giving us hope. Sometimes when we listen to you through radio, we'll be happy that things are going on. Hello?
Yes, go Hello? Ahead. Go ahead.
So, likewise, now I am here to talk to my people, all of all the Biafran people, Biafran brothers and sisters. We must not relent. We must not give up. We must put shoulder to shoulder. We must follow, even in prayers. Anyhow, we can do pray for our leader. It's a godsend. And as we all know that God will never leave him, God will always be on his side. Bugari, well, Landa is now his plot of Jamaica has started. Where he will demise them, it will happen. Well, thank God that man is leading us, taking us to the promised land. We're getting there. At least when he was, whatever, turned to Nigeria to Islam or whatever, what happened between Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria and Yoruba people, let them get that idea. And so that's all I have to say, my deputy, anyway, for now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Hello, good evening, welcome to the program.
Okay, yeah, which one for? Good evening.
Good evening, welcome to the program, go ahead.
Okay, my name is Mr. Adema Francis.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, I thank you for your good work you do for Biafran people, and I want you to, God will bless you and bless your family. And now I want to tell our farm people, only over there is speaking Obamba about their farm, because everything I have ever seen is speaking in Israel. I didn't hear my Asia, I didn't hear everywhere. I didn't hear anything. God, she let the doctor fall and fell out of the doctor, our leader. and he delivered our leader. And I think everything happened now, and everyone our president, our president, it will not work. But I'm not watching the cake in I got book here, what we need this, what I got,
Amen. He said, thank you very much. God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. We will take another call. Next caller on the phone, can you hear me? Your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Hello. Hello, I'm on the line, please.
Go ahead. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program. I'm not sure what's going on. Can you hear me? Next caller, your name and where you are.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, good evening.
I'm calling from Abba. My name is Soko Dremosu. Hello.
Yes, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Yeah, please. I'm like what you are doing in Biafra land. All these people are causing all these problems, and the okay.
Hello. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes. Good evening. Deputy Director.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. I am hearing you.
Okay, sir. I just want to thank you for the work you are doing for us. Because at any time that I have this radio, I'm always be happy. So I'm going to pray for Director.
Go ahead.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, O Lord, I commit your son, Director, right now into every hand. Whatever the enemies are planning against him shall not come to pass. Because the Bible says, no wisdom from against the people shall prosper. In any form, in any way, they have gathered in order to form evil evidence against him. It shall not work. Because Bible says, come unto me, ye don't trouble. they will answer. Whosoever was ever, man or woman, in the Jaffa land, have in hand in order to join and the Kano, he shall not live. He must die in the name of Jesus. Whosoever was ever, that has turned against Jaffa restoration, he shall not live. The land of Jaffa must follow that person in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are working against us, they say we shall not survive. They say we shall not enjoy in our land. By the power in the name of Jesus, I come against them. They shall not live. They shall not live. They must die. They must die. They must die in the name of Jesus. My brother, who said before, my name is Sylvester Wale for my Saba. I say, God, that took up Peter Brahma, must fight for us. We don't have any gun. We don't have any matches to fight. That God that took up Peter Brahma must fight for us. Whether they like it or not, they must fall. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let every pillar that's still holding Nigeria by the power and the blood of Jesus, I come against them. Let all of them break into pieces. Let Nigeria scatter in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I glorify your holy name. Whatever you are falling and carrying it now, guide him, protect him. And disgrace the enemies of John Soso and all those evil lawyers working against him. Disgrace them in the mighty Chukwu Kikabiam, I pray. Amen.
You say amen. Thank you very much and God bless. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Gary, I can hear my voice on the radio or voice of another person. The radio is on. Can you turn it off or move away from me, please?
Okay, I'll turn it off. Yeah, good day. My name is Daniel Chukwu. I'm very happy, and I thank God for all that you have been doing. It's not been easy. I can't imagine this you to be a human being that you're like a saint. We are all saints too. But there's something I want to say. This one is it's something that is really bothering me. After the radio station, is there any way we can get, as in, the actual time that will be on air, so that some people, I've talked to many people, my evangelism is hyperactive, I've talked to many people, so I want to, anytime I'm online sometimes, I want to put them, make sure they comment, they know when they're online, I can call them, I can post them on WhatsApp too. So that is what
I don't understand. You said evangelism, I don't understand.
Yeah, I mean, what I'm talking about is the actual time when we are always online, so that I can tell them when we are online, I can post on WhatsApp or any social media to let them know that we are on air. Because most of the time, they will call me that when they are listening to me, that they don't have the actual time.
I don't understand it. I don't understand
it. The time when the station is always on, when we are live.
The station is on between 7 and 8:30 in the evening, unless there is any problem.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. God bless you. And God bless Nnamdi Kanu. God will keep him safe. Nothing will happen to him. He seems it's all we have. And we know that Biafra must stand. Everybody should stand with Biafra and we will not give up. We will not give up. No matter what.
Next caller, can you hear me? They are not talking. We will take another call. Can you hear me? Next caller on the phone.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Kubian.
Your voice is faint. Can you speak up, please? Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, my deputy director. Good evening. My name is Ambaude. I am from Iwolo, the Zagu local government, Enugu State, Jaffa Land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
From Ghana. My brother, I want to say something that Bible say in Isaiah. I am praying for you in particular that God will give you, Bible say that God will rest upon them the spirit of might, counsel, wisdom and knowledge and understanding, because this is the tough time and the tough keep going. I pray that God give you the wisdom so that you can handle the affairs of the people of Biafra. Because both the right people and the wicked people will be asking questions, and I like the way you address them. May God literally give you wisdom so that you can stand firm in this struggle. In the name of Jesus Christ.
Say, God bless you too.
I want to talk to our brothers in Ghana, those who are still lagging behind. I want to urge them to come out. Those who don't want to pay their monthly bills, those who don't want to pay their legal fees. The radio Jeffrey and listening people are paying for that. But we are there consuming bottles of beer every evening. When they say pay 50 cities, pay 10 cities, you begin to complain. You begin to see a lot of things. I also want to thank those strong IPOB members in Ghana, the national coordinator. I want to thank you and all our principal officers here in Ghana. And I'm also urging our brothers to come out from their hiding shelves. Come and join this struggle. So at the end, we will all celebrate together. My brother Utenefo, may God be truly bless you. In the name of Jesus Christ.
He say, bless you too, and keep on keeping on. Next caller, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening.
Go ahead. Yes, a lot of things are happening this evening, especially on the line, on the streaming part of this broadcast. We are moving forward. We are not relenting. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, my brother. My name is Shumaneke. I'm calling from Mumbong.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I commend you for what you're doing. You might say that you're not happy, but for what's going on, you're very happy because there is an outside. If you watch into what's going on, you see that Nigerian judiciary is confused. I call my brother, who is a legal practitioner, and he told me that we are on the right side. Keep on keeping on. God will make us to know. We are not even afraid of anything because we have the head already. And it is time for resurrection. All I'm telling all our servants and even I to remember to what we is to keep on keeping on. The time is near. The time is now. It is only now that God wants to try us to know our capabilities and what we are up to. He don't show like that. He wants us to know that he's God and to come out to intervene. Worry himself. I want him to know that he is not stronger than Pharaoh and all the people that are strong in the Bible. But at last, God makes everything to come true. I'm urging you that we are stronger behind you. We in the other land. And we want you to know that we will never let our brethren and the town down. We have died. Some of us have died. And we are not afraid of death. You see, economy is crumbling, both because of our prayers and our hard working. I command you and all our eyes open on us. Worldwide, especially those in diaspora, let them keep on keeping on. God will see us through. Thank you so much as you are looking after us. when time comes, you will see that all your level is not in vain. I thank COC, Irania, and our barrister, who have been strongly behind me, because the time is now. Okokona, it is easy. So I want you to know that you are strong behind me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Next caller, can you hear me? This is unacceptable. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Go ahead. Your name and where you are, please.
Okay. My name is Mr. I'm calling from Manita.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me? Okay. I want to thank you. Yes. I want to commend you for all things you are doing for the people. I have said that you are. Yeah, the man that we need, because this is very particular stuff. And I say that it's good because I'm going to continue to support and help you, help your family, for all you. Doesn't let God be with you. Every day, every power of enemy, you never see it. And I pray that our direction and the coming, God also, I know that enemies are fighting. And fighting for fire open. It brings me understanding down. But I know that all the extensions of that purpose of that self will never have a feedback. And the God Almighty is working. The people will see the character. And I know that I can live and defend the way of God. Are you hearing me?
I can hear you. Thank you very much. I say amen to your prayers. Thank you.
Okay. I want to say that I want to pray for our second number.
Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this very particular day. Thank you for the life of ourselves. For all the plans that enemies are making on this, they will story for the force that I said. The enemies of Japan before. When we go into the dependency and the fear that we see that is. Because Japan has seen the activation of our forefathers. The fight for it, the wicked world, and the perfect life. Almighty God, we are left. And I know that it is the first. When this is very particular project is started, we know. And you event is very particular. That is very particular project. Oh my God, come down and be saved. So, I spend the time for this purpose. No. Do not let the enemy to wrap our hands. Oh, God, I was having the power. You have never disappointed. Let us be the people of Israel. We are the people and the sons of Israel. And we serve a family. Let us be you answer us 7 times when you say it is in the end. In my situation, sometimes you say, kill the enemy. That is your people and your people. And you say, share this topic of the darkness. Let them fall before our sin. So that we will be ready for your enemy. So that we will be able to see a lot of Father. As we learn that. And we will start. The glory of Messiah is coming. not at all. It's December. But I'm not thinking of very low at all. Because we disappoint you for everything that I do to my friend. The first time I'm better than me. And the people. All of the members of ICS worldwide. That is working. And the stress. Make sure that it is project effective. You know the students. The parents. The students. And the
thank you very much. Your line is a bit shaky, but yeah, I can hear what you're saying to a large extent. Thank you very much. God bless. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening. Welcome to the program.
My name is Emma.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Thank you. I want to say thank you. I saw that that was good money. I want to say thank you very much. You've been trying, and I want to send my greetings to all the girlfriend, the IPAB around the world. People have been trying for us. I pray that God bless all of you in Jesus' name.
He says,
I don't want to, there are so many things to talk of, because at this time, we are in a difficult time, but I know that God is on our side. It is a time that we don't need to lose hope. It's a time that we need to trust God more than ever. It's a time that we need to draw nearer to God more than before, because the battle we are into is not a carnal battle. It's not a physical battle. If it was that of physical, we would have gotten it. But it's not. And so because this, we need to hold on to God, for God to help us. We need to trust in Him so that He will come down to fight this battle for us. Because I was praying, and when I came to imagine to make Gwari to keep him the up in this estate, but I found out that there is no reason. It doesn't have any reason. The only reason is that we have seen Nnamdi to be in corruption. Nnamdi has been corrupting for his plan and the plan of APC and whatever. That is just the only reason. But he doesn't want to come out that way. But one thing I know, because from the onset, the Bible said that by one man sin came into the world, being Adam. And by one man, the redemption also came to us, being Jesus Christ. We are the descendants of Isaac. Although every man was, by God's order, was happened to come out from Abraham. But the Bible says that though all of us we happen to say we are the children of Abraham, but the blessing of Abraham was bestowed upon Isaac, and the descendant of Isaac inherited his blessing. And as many who believe in Jesus are the partaker, are the owner of that blessing. And we are the worshipper of God. We believe in Jesus. So we are the owner of the blessing. And so, for the this only concise name, to just came in. To God came in so that maybe.
Can you hear me? It appears the line is off. Next caller, can you hear me? We'll be ending this program in next couple of minutes. There has been a lot of difficulties in terms of even having callers and their line to be stable. Let us try again. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
I want to thank God, sir.
What is your name?
My name is Pastor Godwin Obede. My name is Emily Chef. I'm calling from HA.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I want to appreciate your effort that you have been doing. I want to thank God because for each year this month, Radio Biafra is covering that. For a long time, we cannot receive Radio Biafra in HA, but thank God now that we can hear clear in HA now. I want to thank them. I say, my God, bless you in Jesus' name.
Bless you too. Thank you very much.
I just want to pray for a director.
Go ahead, please.
Father, King of Glory, put the enemy to shame because enemy Lord Almighty is trying on his best. Put the enemy to shame. It is our director. Father, those people that are bringing up, you want to drink your uncle. He was little because the generation of the cost. Because this man had been a suitor to the Ashram, oh Lord my God. Everything that was coming to was good and said in the cost to the shine against yourself. Who is him to fight for the vision of the Ashram? Anywhere they are in the whole world, they have been suffering. God of heaven, every enemy of the mighty, trying their best.
Can you hear me? No, that line is off again. Next caller, can you hear me? We're back in a minute. I don't know what's going on. Will we look into one or two things and then go ahead and end in this program? Caller on WhatsApp, can you hear me? They're not hearing me, I don't know.
Chukwu kesiri mmadụ n'ụwa Chukwu kesi mmadụ ke n'ife onye ga-abụ Maka na Chukwu kele akụ oyibo n'ụwa Kesakwa oyibo nye ya mmiri ọgala Chukwu kesiri mmadụ nye mmadụ ọchịchị n'ụwa Nye mmadụ si mmadụ n'ekote ife niile Nkechi nyere onye ka mma Nanya bi fanyi mebeze hoka yala O mebeze hoka yala Nenu habulu kaji zijo Nenu wangi chidera nye Nenu wangi chidera nye nuwa Nake chidera nye nuwa Konye jiwaka Nake chidera nye nenuwa Konye jikalisa Nake chonye chindera nye nenu
Get The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, sir. This is Friday, okay. I'm calling from my bar.
Welcome to the program, go ahead.
I want to thank God for all Biafra. I want to thank God for everybody, the supporters of Biafra, wherever that they are. So I also want to talk concerning our IPAB members, wherever they are hearing my voice, that this should be resolute in everything that Biafra must win this battle.
Not sure what's happening, not sure what is actually happening. This is Radio Biafra live presentation. We are live where Direct God Almighty is in charge. Can you hear me? Caller on WhatsApp, can you hear me?
Yes, good evening, sir.
Good evening, welcome to the program.
Deputy Director.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I'm calling from Lagos.
Go ahead. Next caller, can you hear me? Good evening, welcome to the program. Go ahead. Go ahead. Good evening. Welcome to the program. Go ahead.
I want to pray for my name is Chief Monde. I've gone from a point of state, gone from water.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Make God always between people when give the name of God to the two people. Say them the Christian. Almighty God be created. The creator is there. So God let God call the name of Chico and Kevin always. The Father has to tell us all the children tell us, all the truths, all the truths, the God cutting, the God predicting. We need to know the creator of the God. Let us have fear in the name of Chico and Kevin.
He said,
all the people went outside the country, let God do the demand. It's just for the issue of the GDS because we go to from them. As you know, that one, so come to the idea. The GDS by the side of the head, and they call it the titles. They call it the news of how to take in this statue because this statue is not a human. It's so called. Because anybody will call name direct without cheating somebody, without the enemy for somebody, God must always be that person. As God free many people get or many people in the Bible, we could be in that year, because this is our time for God to be to us, because if God made it for us, our enemy could ask us so much. I want to use my language prayer for. I say, may Almighty God have our children. May our children, which is 1 year ago, I will tell you, my children, in the bathroom, for us, have our bathroom. I'm going to go to the next one.
You say, amen. Thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Not sure what's going on. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, my name is Onagati. I'm calling from Lagos.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yes, my director. You get waiting. I want to let you know. He gave you a go evangelism for Lagos side. So I meet set of people there, and I was thinking about concerning my lovely country, Biafra. So they are telling me that actually forget about that in our things that they have already started doing their own education. By then one of them opening up their phone set and show me something they recorded in the internet as the public of Niger Delta Republic. How was that? So another people now don't start another agitation under Jaffa. I think that the can say that we want to find some place so that we can find support. This is the argument. Just let everything up. So the argument comes to what I just need. So what am I telling you? The people of Niger Delta and the so-called the Orange area, this is the argument. I'm not paying the money. Outside people now come inside. They are still even in the other side of within the home of the area. And they are thinking that they are doing their plans. They don't know that they are doing themselves. So they can just come to you for we to fight for what we are looking for. Get what we are looking for and get that their plan out. That is
My brother, remain focused. There is only one IPOB family around the world, and we are focused. We are moving methodically. We know our program. We are setting an agenda for ourselves. Nobody can set an agenda for us. It is either we are in or we are out. If we are on outside this platform, then we are not there. Simple as that.
Yes. I'm trying to tell them, no, that their youth was like telling me that you want to move down to Akodi. I'm trying to move down to Akodi home that we are talking and seeing that you see what they did to us in Akaba. And they are trying to move. So everybody, our people in Akodi don't say anything. Forget about those people there. They are trying to mislead them. It's only faith and faith that God has given us in the family. That they are putting that as intention. But I pray for God that God will release our man. This is in the mighty name of Yahweh Yeshua. And one thing again, our CEOs have told us that this man will have an intention to conform that into threatening in this two of the things. Because I don't know how people don't know the plan to have to turn out it. But the man Muhammad Khari is trying to prove for facing to secret our director specifically for senior recruitment. But I pray any agenda that man has God will forget. It will never stand in the mind name of the Yeshua.
He said, go ahead.
So
I am praying that everything that brings, everything that all is clapped, God will destroy you in the mighty name of God. My darling, I pray that God will destroy and before every one of us that is fighting from the heart that is resting for, that is fighting for truly to make sure that Jehovah will stand. I pray that God will keep them and give them the strength to make work.
You say thank you very much. God bless you. Thank you. Next caller, can you hear me? You're not listening. The next caller, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening. My name is Gideon. I'm the BC family boss.
Good evening. Go ahead.
Hello? My old,
yes,
my
hello, go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, Deputy Director Uchemefo. We heard what happened today. Hello?
I can hear you, go ahead.
Okay. We heard what happened today.
Go ahead, please. Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Hello. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Well, my name is Maje Felix, calling from my Uber.
Thank
Hello.
You. Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. I called the last 2 weeks, but I think it was network. The call ended. I was trying to give you an information, but I cannot recognize it. There is something happening in Ugwacha. Our fellow IPOB members. So they want to divide into two. And here we are having a meeting at the Okbolo. Our former coordinator there, the guy. He was doing something alone not carrying his people along with you. Report maybe something, he hidden something there. At the time come up, she now decided to divide the house into two. So let the people that he will be obeying him. Without knowing that there is something that they are hiding. But now we have noticed that there is money that they want us to know that is going on. That somebody sent to them to use to help the organization to go in case of if there is any logistics to move to Majesty.
Can I say something here? If you have any complaint, if you have any confidential information to give, you do that to the appropriate channel, not on air, please.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to get you privately to explain to you.
You call this number. You will have to call this number. What is your first name again? Let me save your number.
Okay. My name is Maze Carlo Felix.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is my number.
Right. Okay. You will call again. Maybe it's... has to be tomorrow because it's already late now.
Okay. I'm really appreciate it.
Thank you very much and God bless you. Thank you.
I too. My God Almighty who have appointed you and the Mazi Carlo, may he continue to guide your people and protect you and share your people with enough wisdom. I pray that we are going to defeat these new people in the mighty Chukwu Chodiama. Thank you. God bless
you. You say thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Next caller, can you hear me?
Hello.
Good evening. Welcome to the program. I don't understand this. Can you speak up, please? I can't hear you.
My name is Mr. Tangora. Calling
from Abia State, brother.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I thank you for living because this is not so easy. No, our son is in the national land. I think this is the today program. We are not hearing it.
You are not hearing it even now.
I was very an hour ago, but not simple.
Well, I don't know what the... How are you listening to Radio Biafra? Is it via FM or any other platform?
I'm listening by FM and shortwave.
Well, there is nothing I can notice from here, although we've been having some issues. You need to check again and just to make sure that you are not missing out on one or two things. We are live. Hello?
Well, I had to make sure somebody can make a group to carry the paper and make sure that the first people in other self-systems have
consequences. I can't hear you. I don't know. Can you try to speak up? Your line is not very clear. I don't know what's going on. No. Next caller, can you hear me?
Yes, my name is Gideon from Lagos. Sure. I've been calling all this while, but I can't be able to. I don't know whether it's a network problem.
But, I don't know.
I hope you can hear me loud and clear now.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, there's nothing much. I only call to encourage our members. I would rather call them our family because we are one family.
IPOB is not members. We are the people of Biafra. And so yes. I don't know how to be saying it or how to be putting it. Our people are regarding IPOB as membership, as a group. We are not a group. We are the people of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra.
Okay, thank you very much. And a big thing, I like you. Thank you very much. I encourage our people to remember things that you always say. We are not terrorists. This kind of thing that has been happening around, even in Lagos, if you talk about the fact that we are threatening or arresting bodies, blah, blah, blah. But I keep on telling my people that, we should keep on preaching the gospel.
Yes, I don't know. We have to take another call. The next caller can hear me. They are not hearing me. We will move on to take another call. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are. We'll be ending this program in no time. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Yes, am I speaking with Radio Biafra?
This is a live broadcast. What number do you think you were calling before? This is a live broadcast. Go ahead.
Please, my name is... from Orom. I call from Big Watcher.
Right, thank you very much. Go ahead. No. The next caller, can you hear me?
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. Welcome to the...
Hello. Yes. My deputy director, this is Tony. I'm calling from Big Watcher in India for one.
Thank you very much.
Okay, I want to really thank God for everything. I know it's not easy. It's not an easy time for us, but with God, all things are possible. I just want to make one thing to you, then. I think the number that is mentioned is still the whole life of the world. But seriously, I just like the provincial media church, when the issue of Biafra was asked, we got up in shock, and even the interview by the Al Jazeera. So I think, let's keep shouting Biafra, let's keep shouting Biafra until we die with it. Because I don't know what kind of a president that is ruling a country. People were killed. We didn't even keep a damn to even comment on anything about people that were killed. So, I know it's not easy. It's not going to be an easy text. Biafra will come. I know it's not coming very easy, but I'm sure, and by the special grace of God, it will clearly come to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I say amen. You say to your prayers. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes, can you turn the radio off, please? Yes, he's gone. This is where we'll be ending this program. We thank God Almighty for having made it possible for us to have deliberated, to have rubbed minds together. It is time to go. Tomorrow, which is the 10th of March 2016, we'll be going to the Court of Appeal in Abuja, following the appeal against Justice Toho's Soho verdict that there will be masquerades testifying against Adida Nnamdi Kanu. There are a number of multiple errors of law, and we are appealing it. We will be in court tomorrow, but it is not necessary that Adida Nnamdi Kanu will appear there. So we will update you on what went on or what will be going on tomorrow. This Radio Biafra Live presentation, we thank God Almighty as always for his marvelous work in our lives. We ask him to continue to envelop, to continue to protect Adida Nnamdi Kanu, and continue to fight against those who fight against him, to continue to incapacitate them both spiritually and physically, and in the end to grant him total victory and liberation. That liberation, as always and as we know it, will be for the emancipation of Biafran people. We ask you to continue to renew us. We ask you to continue to revive us. And more importantly, may you help us to restore Biafra. For me, from here, this is sincerely Uchemen 4 at this particular point in time, sign off. Good night and God bless.
Freedom song. Freedom song. And together we save our land.
Yeah, no.
Freedom song. And together we save our land.
Yeah. For more religion, believe our nature, culture, now we are no one. So no more breathing, see we gotta go.
Our tradition is live and let's live, but they are killing us now with it.
See this land is green, we need a red and black to it. To make it work out, we need to be like punch.
Better men, we fighting for
future of the children, the hope of the rising sun.
We will keep on believing.